Good afternoon, everybody. The time is now 5:30. I want to welcome everybody to our November 13th City Council meeting. I also want to wish all the veterans in the room a very happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service. Thank you, sir. Also want to wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving next week as well. So, got so many things to be thankful for. All right, at this time, I'll open up the meeting at 5:30. Our first item on the agenda is our invocation, and I'd like to ask Dr. Avant if you wouldn't mind leading us in our invocation this evening.
Shall we pray? Lord, we pause to remember the plight facing both Palestinians and Israelis these days, and the enmity shared between them, and the immense difficulties that they now encounter. And that causes us, Lord, to give thanks for the comity that we experience here in our community in general and in this room and among members of this council. For all of this, we are so very grateful. And, Lord, we are so very grateful for the good health of the new young man who recently joined the family of our police chief. All for all of this, we do give thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Avant. Thank you, sir. At this time, we will now rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. If you're able, please stand as we get the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Moving into our public comment time, item number 3 is devoted to hearing from our citizens. The City Council invites citizens to address the Council on any matter, including items on the agenda, except public hearings. Those are separate. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. The timer will be on the screen up here behind us. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When called to speak, please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state the item before beginning your comments. We appreciate your cooperation. I'll now open the public comment section. Is there anybody who'd like to address council at this time?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Richard Maker. I live in Woodway on Harbor. And I'm just a volunteer helping to clean up Liberty Hill Cemetery. And I wanted to pass along some photographs.
And they're in order. If the council would pass them down.
I wish I could use the presentation so the audience could see as well, but that's not allowed. Maybe next time. On a very positive note, the Liberty Hill Cemetery is progressing along nicely. Picture 1, you may see that it's taken on September 26, it's very overgrown, very difficult to walk within it. Picture 2, it's just a marker that with no name. It's been washed away over time. That person's forgotten, along with 189 others. Picture 3, Dennis Miller. He died September 30th, 1928. He was a Prince Hall treasurer in the Masonic 333 Hewitt Lodge. I found out that the Hewitt Lodge is still active. They're interested in researching this person. Picture 4 is a World War I veteran, P.S. Peoples, a private of Transportation Corps 857, died March 1 of 1930. A female, Laura Richardson, a private, of Unit 537, died December 12, 1932. And I'll mispronounce his name, Rabel Wilson, a private, first class, died November 2nd, 1919. And I'm very pleased that we had a real good turnout of people to clean up the cemetery. It's not done, but it's getting there. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else at this time? Yes, sir.
My name is Curtis Sodal. I live at 9309 Bryce Drive. I'm speaking today regarding the new proposed development between Jordan Lane and Woodway Elementary School.
Sir, so sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
We will have a public hearing on this item. So can you just...
Do you know when that... what time will that be?
I can't say for certain the time.
Okay.
But if you can just hang on, it won't be...
Which item on the agenda is that?
6A.
So it'll be soon. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'll wait.
Sorry to interrupt. Thank you. Appreciate it. Anybody else to address council at this time? Okay, we'll close the public public comment at 5:36. Thank you all. All right, moving into our presentation time. Item number four is our quarterly year-end presentation from the Finance Department regarding general fund revenues and expenses, utility fund revenues and expenses, and tourism fund revenues and expenses through September 30th, 2023. Ms. Hernandez, good evening.
Good evening, Mayor. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Mayor and Council, for having me. I might take a little longer than 3 minutes. I know there's two meetings,
okay.
So we'll get through it. So I'm here tonight to present the quarterly financial performance report for the 12 months ended 9/30/23. As y'all know, that's our fiscal year end. So here's my disclaimer. These numbers are unaudited and subject to change. However, I have prepared all the journal entries consistent to prior up to this point in order to close year end and prepare for the upcoming audit. I sent this to Dr. Oubre early last week to disperse to the council members to give y'all ample time to review and send over any questions ahead of time. I checked in this morning. I didn't have any questions, but there'll be time towards the end if there's something y'all want to ask about.
Great.
So with that, I'll go ahead and get started. This is an excerpt from the 19-page report that shows the general fund revenues. The darker green line is how we did in the current year compared to the lighter green line, which is last year. So for property taxes, you can see it's down slightly. That's expected as we adopted the no new revenue rate in the current year. Sales tax, that's the darker green line. Y'all know with inflation, raising the cost of goods and the increase in businesses within the city, we did collect more in sales tax in the current year compared to prior. Franchise tax, that was up. Collecting $869,000 in the current year compared to $782,000 in the prior. This is mostly related to Atmos Gas and the cost of natural gas increasing. Sanitation charges, there's no dark green line. That's in a separate fund in the current year. But the good thing is when I present the next quarter, we will have apples to apples comparison. And then other revenue, you can see the dark green line is significantly higher than the light green line. Collecting $1.9 million in the current year compared to $1.4 million in the prior year. This is mostly attributed to service charges increasing to the utility and the sanitation fund. Those are based on the budget of the year. They have a bigger budget. They're paying us more. Additionally, interest rates have been up, so we collected more in interest income. And then other factors, including an additional SRO officer at Midway ISD and increase in programming at the Family Center led to increases of other revenue. So that was current year to prior year. The next slide is my speedometer budget to actual comparison. So property taxes and franchise, right on the money, 100% of what we expected. Sales tax was slightly higher at 105%. I took this into consideration when I budgeted sales tax for next year. Over the past 5 years, we've seen a steady average 10% increase. So I factored that in so we can be a little closer next year. And then other revenue, as I mentioned, we earn more for interest income and then for the Family Center programming. The other item to take into consideration for other revenue is that in the current year, I broke out grant proceeds and insurance claims, and in the past that wasn't. So you'll see on the report, it'll look like we have nothing to compare to, and that's just a different way of accounting that I wanted to do versus William. And the auditors preferred this way as well. So the next slide is utility fund. Oh, getting ahead of the game. General fund expenditures. So this is broken down by the different departments. For general government, we were consistent, $1.6 million. This is admin, finance, city secretary. Public safety, it was higher than last year, but public safety's budget was larger. Community services, you can see the light green line was less. That's due to the sanitation fund not being recorded there. And then community programs, you can see there's an increase primarily due to the Carlene Bright Arboretum having a larger budget in the current year. And then next slide is speedometer budget to actual comparison. Community service, general government, and public safety are right where I want to be, 90%. We're a little down in community programs. This is mostly attributed to the Family Center having 1.5 full-time employee vacancies for a maintenance worker and a seasonal employee that have since been filled. So now is the utility fund. Okay. Water charges. Current year, we sold more, or we brought in more money. We didn't necessarily sell more gallons, but there was an increase in a rate, and there were increase in residential and commercial users. Sewer charges, same thing, increase in customer count, as well as an increase in rate. And then other income, that's where we record interest and then insurance proceeds. We had lots of wells down. We had a few vehicle accidents, so that's where you'll see that this green is a little higher than the lighter green. Next slide. This is the expense side of water, sewer. We purchase more water wholesale-wise. That's why you'll see the increase in the green from Bluebonnet specifically. That's why that is higher, even though we sold less water. Sewer services, what we're paying City of Waco went up, as well as we incurred more costs for repair and maintenance. And the coverage customer service remains pretty consistent. Those are the girls up front. Next is the speedometer comparison. That 458% looks a little wild, but that's because I think other income was only budgeted like $10,000, and we had a few claims for our wells being down. But this is pretty consistent to where we were last year. Those were William's numbers, and I took this information into consideration while I prepared my budget to get a little closer to that 90 to 110%. So the next slide is the tourism fund as our hotel occupancy tax revenues. In the current year, we collected slightly less than we did in the prior year at $852,000 compared to $873,000. And I don't know if y'all remember last year, but we significantly under budgeted that. It was about 665% or $655,000 budget, and we collected over $800,000. So this was my guesstimate to make it a little closer, which we're about 97% of what we had budgeted. And then expenditures, you can see the last year's the green line was about $300,000 more than where we are in the darker green line. And that's due to that year-end transfer for the Carlene Bright Arboretum construction. Next is the speedometer budget to actual. I was happy with these numbers. It's pretty close, 97% and 103%. And usually that's when the presentation's over, but I added a slide at the request of Councilman Russell. This is our quarterly investment report that's included in the larger. And it's the breakdown of where our money is invested in accordance with the PFIA. So at 9:30, we had $1 million at First National Bank of Central Texas in a CD. And we also had approximately $2.3 million in Texpool and $9.9 million in Techstar. What's not included in this and these numbers are the $15.8 million we held in a money market account. That's swept nightly with our operating account, so it's a little more liquid, but we are earning interest on that as well. And so on the next slide, I added it to the investment portfolio to show we are earning interest on about $29 million of our dollars. And 56% of that is in a net money market account, 3% in CDs, and approximately 40% in pooled accounts. So the big question is, was there a surplus? Yes, there was a surplus for the general fund, and about $1.2 million. and that will be in a letter, a later agenda item on what to do with said money. And then the water sewer also had a surplus, 500,000-ish, that will be discussed in the next agenda item. But with that, do you have any questions, comments, concerns?
Is this already up on the website?
This report?
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. We haven't historically published the reports to the website. But if that's the direction you'd like to give me, just let me know.
Am I correct in inferring that MMIA is money market investment account?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And what kind of interest is that?
In our previous bank account with First National Bank of Central Texas, there was a ceiling and a floor. So there it was 3% was the ceiling. But with our new depository agreement at American Bank, last month we earned a little bit over 5%. So it's the Fed funds rate minus 35 basis points. I like when you ask me easy questions. Anything else?
I don't know about the rest of the council, but I wouldn't mind seeing that on the website. Yeah.
Is there any issue with having this? I mean, is there anything proprietary or anything we can't?
No, sir. All this is public information.
Okay. Well, we may, Mr. Manager, do we need to take action on that, or can we just make that request?
We'll make it happen.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. All right. Thank you, council members.
Brenda, great job.
Yeah, thank
Brenda,
you. Appreciate it.
You're doing a really good job. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
So we'll get that put under the finance section of the website. Great. Along with the budget, yeah. If there's nothing proprietary in there, why not?
Public information.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you for the wonderful presentation. We're moving on to item number 5 now. This is discussion, consider action on the year-end budget transfers and adopting ordinance 23-12, amending the 22-23 annual budget to appropriate $535,000 of general fund surplus, $550,000 of utility fund surplus, $850,000 from general capital projects fund balance, and $300,000 of tourism funds balance to fund capital projects and events for fiscal year 2024 as follows. $430,000 to the Arboretum Construction Fund, $335,000 to the Parks Capital Projects Fund, $1.4 million to Utility Capital Projects Fund, and $70,000 to the Discover Woodway Fund. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, number 5, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Ms. Hernandez talked a little bit about this in her presentation about how to redistribute this. This is the second time we're doing it for the fiscal year. We brought it to you, I think, 2 months ago for the first adjustment. Like the mayor said, those are the money that are being transferred. And this will be the final adjustment for this previous fiscal year, 2022-2023. We had a $1,271,000 surplus. Using those funds to allocate to this year's budget also will bring down the reserves to about a 25% reserve fund capacity, which is about $3 million left in that reserve. Your agenda item on page 23 shows you how it's redistributed throughout your funds. We're here to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, Mr. Manager, thank you. 25%, that's our standard policy for reserve?
Place we want to be. If we're any heavier, we've got a little too much in reserves. Any lighter, we don't have enough just in case we need something.
Great. Council, are there any discussion on these transfers that we're making?
No, I think it looks good. And I want to also say that I'm very thankful to be at the 25% mark. I remember that being feedback that we received, and so
yeah,
happy to honor that.
Yeah, no, it's a good place to be for sure. We're very blessed to be in that position. Alrighty, well, if everybody is okay with it, I'll entertain a motion on item number 5, please.
I move that we accept. Do I need to read the entire ordinance?
I'm going to read the ordinance for you.
No, okay.
I'm going to read the ordinance for you. If you'll you can move to adopt the ordinance.
Okay, I move that we adopt the ordinance.
And I second.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll now read the ordinance for council. Ordinance number 23-12 is an ordinance of the City of Woodway, Texas, adopting amendment number 2 to the budget of the City of Woodway, Texas for its fiscal year 22-23 by providing detailed line increases by making supplemental appropriations, declaring this a matter of grave public necessity, and providing for severability and providing the effective date thereof. Council, it's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the ordinance is adopted unanimously. Thank you, Council. All right, moving on to our public hearings section and related action. Item 6A is public hearing on application to develop and site development plan in a planned district, an office complex, Lot 20, Block 1, Woodway Elementary School Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 9108 Jordan Lane. I will open the public hearing at 5:51 p.m. Is there anybody to speak in favor of this site development, application to develop? There being no one to speak in favor, is there anybody to speak against? Yes, sir, back again. If we could just have your name.
I'm still Curtis Odell.
Thank you.
I live at 9309 Bryce Drive. I'm speaking today regarding the proposed development. I have no objections about the development. This land is zoned as commercial. I want to just bring two concerns to the council regarding the site plan for the development, concerning screening and the driveway into the residential area. Ordinance 2.10.16 references screening. In Section A, it states that screening is required between residential and non-residential uses. My first concern is the screening. I would like to request a wooden fence between the development and the Woodway Elementary and the Presbyterian Church. This would provide safety for the kids who use the drive along Woodway and blocks car lights and dampens sound from coming into the residential neighborhood. On October 24th, at the planning and zoning meeting, the developer agreed to a fence, which I very much appreciated. The second concern is the driveway. The project proposes a driveway at the back of the development to connect to the corner of Bryce and Harvey behind the school. When Fuego was built years ago, Bryce and Harvey was heavily impacted by traffic, vehicle lights, and noise. Woodway constructed a curb to block the traffic cutting through the field. This was a strong effort by Woodway to help separate the commercial area from the residential area. Sound and lights and traffic was very disruptive to our quiet streets. Our front porch particularly picked up a lot of this noise and lights, which bounced the sound directly into our home. The new proposed development is even closer than Fuego. My additional concern relates to safety connected to the proposed driveway. Bryce and Harvey are full of pedestrians, especially children, because of the school and the playground. Adults, children, and family use this street on foot in a variety of ways. A commercial driveway would drastically impact the fabric of our residential neighborhood. Other neighbors have expressed concerns about safety and property values with a road directly connected to the business. Directly connecting the businesses to our homes. When entry and exit is possible off Jordan Lane, a driveway at Harvey and Bryce is not necessary. Woodway has done a great job separating the commercial and residential properties. Further, a driveway would violate the ordinance requiring a screening between the residential and non-residential uses. Woodway Council and developers has already been kind and attentive to resident concerns regarding the development, for which I am very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Do we have the developer here this evening? Is the developer here? Not here. Okay. Well, is there anybody else to speak in opposition to this item? There being none, I'll close the public hearing on item 6A at 5:55 p.m. Item 6B is discussion and consider action on application to develop in a planned district, office complex, Lot 20, Block 1, Woodway Elementary School Edition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 9108 Jordan Lane. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, do you have any comments on 6B? This is the app to develop.
Right. And these comments are both for the application to develop and the site to develop when you get to it next. The original application to develop is on page 30 in your agenda packet, and the applicant is Mr. Randy Reed. He was at the Planning and Zoning, and Mr. Odell stated very factually what Mr. Reed said during that meeting about the privacy fencing. Your site to develop is on page 32. Ms. Barkley, if we can go to slide 22 on yours. This is the street view of that property, and for you, for those of you trying to see where this is at, it really lines up behind Dutch Brothers along Jordan Lane all the way back to the back end of the church or to the Brown House Cafe. It will consist of six separate buildings with parking throughout, but there is, as Mr. Odell said, the rear exit or rear driveway that goes into Bryce. Notice letters are on page 37 in your agenda, and your drawings begin on page 38. Planning and Zoning approved this at their October 24th meeting as submitted.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Council, we have two of these. One is the application develop, and then we have the site development next. Is there any discussion just on the application portion? P&Z approved it as stated, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I don't think there's any issues with the application part, maybe just on the site plan.
And we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that to the next
one. I would think that the first part, you know, should be fine.
Yeah. I'm good with it. P&Z approved it. Well, I'll entertain a motion to approve the app to develop, please.
So moved.
So moved?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Item 6C, discussion and consider action on site development plan in a plan district, office complex, lot 20, block 1, Woodway Elementary School Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 9108 Jordan Lane. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. The city manager gave us his thoughts on, or his comments on 6B and 6C at the same time. So the developer's not here, so I can't speak to him directly. We can't make the developer amend his site plan based on that driveway. We don't really have much of a stick, but
I do wonder though, Mr. Shaw, do you think that the ordinance that Mr. Odell mentioned could stand, or does that not include a driveway?
I was just looking for that. I need to put my eyes on that ordinance.
That's great. Minute, okay.
So while he's looking that up, I was just gonna I'll let you
go ahead.
Seriously, I was just gonna say the developer's not here, but I would just really ask him to very nicely consider Mr. Odell's request for his concerns about that driveway.
I would agree with that.
I agree. We can't enforce it, but unless this holds up, but I would love to make that request because I do think that the separation between residential and commercial is really important, and I think that we've been able to do that well previously, and I would love to continue that.
Yeah. I just don't know what kind of enforcement we have on that.
I have a question for John. I'm sure he's knows this pretty well. It kind of looks like it's right in the bend of Jordan, and we've got a little water tank or water area, catching area. Is there still room? I mean, they're not covering up that water area. They're butting right up to it, or how does that work?
You're talking about the on the northwest corner. That's actually the drainage detention pond for that development.
Yes.
So when they came in and built that, it's actually for this development.
So this is kind of butting right up against it, I'm taking?
Yes. Yes.
So it's still there. They're not taking it out or anything, but it's very close.
It's actually on the property, yes, sir.
They will have the retention pond. It's just whenever we look at the layout of this, it shows a driveway all the way up to the edge of end of the block, and it's just kind of confusing. I just didn't know if that was an issue.
I think Mr. Shaw is looking something up.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Are we in a situation?
We want to move on to other items and come back to this one.
Okay. I think that would be best, unless you give us our information.
Less than our short list.
Yeah. Because everything else seems fine. It's just that issue.
Sure. Yep. I mean, we can take a recess for.
Oh, sorry. I do have one.
Mayor, it's your table, but I'm in you just a minute.
Sure. Okay. I'm fine with that. Council, are you okay with him taking a few minutes to look that up?
No problem. Yeah. I mean, would we need to go to the next
one? I'm just going to move to the next one. So we'll do another. We'll do another motion when he's ready. That's just fine. Give me the signal, Mr. Shaw.
Yes, sir.
All right, moving to item 7A. This is the public hearing on application for a change in zoning, classification of Lot 16, Block B of the Woodway Center North, Part 2 addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 7200 Old McGregor Road, from PC, planned commercial, to R1, single family residential. I will open the public hearing at 6:02 p.m. and I'll invite anybody who would like to speak in favor of this zoning change to please come to the podium at this time. Yes, sir. If we could have your name and address, please, sir.
Yes, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Nasir from ARC Architects. So we engaged as an architect for 1.5 years ago and have a meeting with the city attorney and I think John long time ago. And we throw this concept that we want to convert this hotel, it's a very ugly hotel, Motel 6, convert into very high brand hotel. And I think if you show me the picture over there, then I can explain that we make a very high-end new hotel over there. And we have extra land, and owner wants, generally these kind of a people, they mostly owners want to live inside the hotel. But instead of putting it inside the hotel, so we created a zoning change application to have their nice, very contemporary house match with the hotel. So in this way, the managers and the owners can live inside the property. There's a lot of locations in Texas and Oklahoma. We design residential with the hotels. And I think in the initial meeting, once we proposed this project, and I think city was in favor, and all of a sudden we apply for the zoning change and platting. And I don't understand, they did not change the zoning and they request for the platting first. So we apply for the platting, but generally after the zoning, platting is supposed to be due, but this is a different rules and regulation for the city. But last time I heard from my surveyor who was here with me, and he was saying that they are denied by the council. So I just came myself and see, is there any way we can explain in a better way, maybe my surveyor or my planning company or maybe zoning, they did not explain properly. And I think a city is initially they are in favor of this project and development of this. If you have a picture, so if you can see the house and the hotel is a very modern, up to the date. And I think if you don't allow this house over here, there is a one warehouse on this property, and it's a very ugly looking warehouse. So I think if you can allow, this is a match. We create a design in the way that hotel and the residential look like in one architectural looks. So in this way, it will blend with the whole area. I think backside, there's a lot of residential. I think everybody will compliment this design. And I have a design. If I think You should have a camera. I can put in a camera so everybody can see. But this is a hotel, if you can see. And this is a residential also. It's not it's a very contemporary hotel design. And the design for the house is also very contemporary.
If you'd like for us to see it, you can hand it to Ms. Barkley.
I have one. I can show you the bigger picture.
Oh, it's okay. We can look at that one.
Yeah, I'll take it. Sorry.
It's okay.
So, I have only one. So, this is a house, and I can show you.
Yeah, let us have the small one. Yeah. Let us have the small one. That's okay. Here, pass it to Jamil first. Yep, you can just leave it down there. You can just leave it down there. That's great. That's great. Thank you. Anything else, sir?
Nothing. I'm okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's
okay.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you for your comments, sir. Anybody else to speak in favor for this zoning change? Yes, sir. If we could get your name and address, please.
Gail Arnold. I live on Fort Collins in Waco. I'm the surveyor. And just so that you know the process that we went through, we did sit down, talk to city staff, told them everything that we were planning on doing, and including the residential, the whole concept plan. At that time, we requested to go through the zoning change first to make sure there was no problems. We were told and that we needed to plat the property first and then zone after the platting was done. And that was at our original set-down meeting around November the 17th, more or less. A couple of weeks after that, we requested if we could go submit the subdivision plat and the zoning and run them at the same time to see if there was going to be a problem, it would come out. We were again told, no, you have to finish the platting before you can do the rezoning. So we went through the complete platting process. And like I said, this has been going since last November. And now we get to the Planning Commission, and they say, no, we don't want to rezone. Where if we would have been able to rezone, go through the zoning process first, all of this would have been answered. All the expense of what the owners have gone through would not have happened. And that's my only concern that I wanted to bring to y'all's attention, that we could have stopped this early on if we had been able to zone first. And I brought my emails with the dates and the correspondence times whenever I got, because when I talked to the city and was told, you know, no, you can't do this, that is when I emailed my client saying, no, we can't zone first. We've got to plat first. We can't run them at the same time. You have to go through this whole process and then do the rezone. So it's, you know, just want you to know the process that we had, that we've gone through on this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else to speak in favor of this rezone? All right, there being no one else, is there anybody to speak in opposition to the rezone? Okay, there being none, I will close the public hearing at 6:10 p.m. Item 7B is discussion and consider action to amend the future land use plan for Lot 16, Block B of the Woodway Center North, Part 2 addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 7200 Old McGregor Road, from PC, planned commercial, to R1, single family residential. May I have a motion to open this up, please?
I'll make a motion to open it up.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, any comments on item 7B?
I'll make these for both 7B and 7C when you get to it. For those, if we can go back to that slide, I think it's 28. This is behind the Motel 6. This is from, I think, the Old McGregor view, and that's the green space that we're talking about rezoning from commercial to R1. Mm-hmm. The application to develop is on page 52. The survey, as the gentleman was speaking, is on page 54. Letters of notification to the surrounding neighbors is on page 57, and the future land use map is on page 58 with the zoning map following on page 59. And so what you're being asked to consider, as well as planning and zoning did at the October 24th meeting, is to allow them, instead of developing commercial property here, like they said, put their homestead or their residence to be able to operate their hotel. Planning and zoning had a lengthy discussion about this. When it came down to vote on it, I forgot what the vote was, but planning and zoning did deny this request to change it to an R1, as well as when they did the next item, they denied that too. So it's your option to keep it as it is. It's your option, and you can change it to R1, but if you do, you're going to be allowing a residential into that track around the surrounding businesses of Old McGregor Road. And so that's your decision. Since planning and zoning voted it down, then you would need a supermajority of 6 to overturn their recommendation and go with mm-hmm. R1. So if anything less than 6 happens, and y'all vote however you want to vote, it's a no.
And I believe it was unanimous, if I remember correctly, in PNZ.
I see.
Yeah. I was thinking that was correct.
Yeah.
I remember there was a great deal of discussion about possibility.
We don't have any other residences near that, do we? Just across the street?
No.
Okay. Yeah, when you look, it's all commercials around there, and
Now across the street on Old McGregor Road, you know, it goes into the residential. That's it would be kind of facing it, but everything
on that side.
That's all commercial.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where I see it as, one, I'm so sorry that process happened that way. I hate that for you guys. I do struggle thinking to the future of when your family is not owning the property, if you know, it would be able to be sold easily, continuing to be residential. If someone, you know, just I struggle with the idea of a spot zone, you know, just spot zoning, and that's kind of where my hesitation lies. But I think it's a beautiful property that you, and a beautiful design, and I don't know if there's a way to.
I think there was some discussion in PNZ, and I don't remember the exact wording, that could they still build it but still be zoned as commercial? Was that, seemed like something was said? Well,
the zoning has to do with the use.
I think the main thing they were probably talking about was they could add on to the hotel and have their residence inside the hotel.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if there's a way to connect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know that's not ideal, but
just because you raised the term spot zoning, I've just kind of Googled it quickly for a quick definition, if that's not a term for you to all the council. Spot zoning is the application of zoning to a specific parcel or parcels of land within a larger zoned area when the rezoning is usually at odds with the city's master plan and current zoning restrictions. Spot zoning is always held.
Is what?
It's always held invalid. You can't spot zone.
Okay.
This is spot.
Do you feel like this is spot zoning?
Is your word.
I know it's my word. I'm seeing it as that. I'm wondering if our legal counsel sees it as that.
It's still a good definition, even though it might not be legal, but it's a council description.
I want to make sure everyone kind of had their head around, and that's just a quick Google, so we all have kind of the same, sure, the same language in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is textbook spot zoning, what this is. So... I'm not leaning toward approving this land zone change. I think the PNZ made their case, so I'm a no on this one.
I would agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree as well. I think it's kind of dangerous to start looking at, well, let's look at a particular parcel and call it out, whatever you want to call it, spot zoning, whatever you want to call it, but. That's in a generally speaking, historical,
correct, 100%
commercial district, and it just sets a dangerous precedent for us because I'm the kind of person, if I do it for you, then I feel obligated to do it for others.
Sure.
And if there's nothing there to say that I am required to do it, then I'm going to err on the side of caution and say let's not do it, and because I just don't think that we should get in the business of breaking up parcels. We have zoning for a reason. And if we go through this process of just changing things willy-nilly, that's not going to do us any good down the line. So we have it for a reason. And that would be my stance on it.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. Any further discussion?
No.
No?
He's not.
Okay. I think we're gonna go ahead and vote, sir. So I'm sorry. Sir, what'd you say?
Can I say something? Little condition, conditional kind of a zoning, like attached to the hotel, or think about it as a part of the hotel.
I don't think the land use is going to be approved for R1, which is what we're posted for. This item is to change the land use from PC, which is planned commercial, to R1. If you'd like to try and submit another application for that type of work, you're welcome to do so. But for this particular item, it doesn't sound like it's going to pass. So,
I'm sorry.
I just want you to know you have another. If you want to develop another plan, that's a separate process. You'd have to start again. Thank you, sir. Council, is there any further discussion?
No. Do we need a motion to deny?
I just want to make sure Gail and Dave don't have anything.
Are y'all good?
Gail, are you okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, I will entertain a motion on this, and I guess we have to make a motion in the affirmative and just let it.
Affirmative or to deny? A motion to
deny. You can consider either action. You can make the motion either direction.
Okay. Yes, I'll entertain a motion either way. So approve it or deny.
I'll make a motion to deny it.
I'll second that. It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries to deny this future land rezone for the future land use plan. Thank you all. We don't need to do 7C.
You still have to do C.
I still need to do C? Okay. Well, I guess I'll... 7C is discussion and consider action on Ordinance 23-13, amending the zoning classification of Lot 16, Block B of the Woodway Center North, Part 2 addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 7200 Old McGregor Road, from planned commercial to R1, single-family residential. Motion to discuss this item, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, any further comment on this one?
No, sir.
Okay. I will also need a motion to deny this ordinance.
I'll make a motion to deny
or approve. Okay. It's been moved by Mr. Russell to deny.
I'll second.
It's been seconded by Councilwoman Gilman. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries. Thank you all very much. Mr. Shaw, we're back to you, sir. Are you ready?
Good topic. So I just want to make sure I understand the question, right? The question we're talking about is the fencing requirement between the non-residential use and the residential use.
Right, that there's required screening. And so is there, because of that, is there allowed to be a driveway into the residential?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I just wanted to double check that that wasn't
part
of it.
So the driveway is allowed. The question that I would have is, when it comes to screening,
site development, right?
Then screening, what can the screening look like?
There's actually a rule for that.
Yeah.
And in this case, again, I haven't looked at the plat, so I think I understand where we're at.
And I kind of understand what it is. I just think that the public needs to kind of understand.
But there's two ordinances.
Mrs. Barkley, do I need to open up the item again? Do I need to come back to the item?
We never closed it.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay. Okay, we're back to 6C. Just for the record, may I have a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Seconded. Moved and seconded. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Please continue.
So where you've got a residential use, like a house, that butts up against a non-residential use, that's where a fence can be required. Mm-hmm. When it's a non-residential use up against a residential area, but there's a street in the way, it's landscaping that's mm-hmm. required. And so that's the difference in the ordinance. And they're all found in 2.1016, this is, I think, in our appendix. Appendix A, part 2, 2.1016, where you can find those screening requirements between the two different types of mm-hmm. zones.
So they can have the driveway, they don't have to have the privacy fence, but they need to have...
They do plans. Have to have a fence.
They do or don't?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen the plat, so I will leave that to...
Yeah, I was going to say, is a fence required or is screening required?
Well, landscaping or what?
He has agreed to a fence, and it's on the site plan. The fence is on the site plan.
He agreed whether it was required to have landscaping. He would put a privacy fence up parallel to the Bryce in the private drive, what I would call Bryce Drive for the school district.
Okay, so...
For property line to property line.
So my concern is this. It's hard to tell looking at the site plan where that privacy fence, if it's there or not, where it would start and terminate, and whether or not it would create a clear sight triangle there because issues.
Well, there's the exception to that. I mean, that's all subject to approval. I mean, they would carve out for sidewalks.
So
I think the bigger,
this hasn't been approved then as far as what he has proposed to do.
He hasn't brought that in
for
staff to look at and say yes or no.
That answers my question.
What I think the question for Mr. Odell is does the privacy fence along Bryce trump the developer's wishes to have a driveway there? And that,
yes, that was my question.
That to me is the question that they were trying to get you to view, because as I read it, and I don't read it as a lawyer, I read it as a city manager, a developer can put driveways in because we don't limit or designate where a driveway is. And so he's choosing this drive, and so your wishes are for us to talk with him and ask him not to, by wish. But I don't think, because he wants to put a driveway there, that the screening trumps him from being able to put a driveway there. And that was your original question.
Okay. That's a little bit different than the question I was looking at, but I would not want to answer that off the cuff. I'd want to look at the plat and see what we're talking about to know how to
get that's kind of what there. I was thinking.
Is this something that should be approved now, or there again, wait till we get exact legal information?
As I sit here, I don't have a reason to think that that's not allowed. But if you guys want to delay it to a future agenda to give me time to look at it,
I would really like to delay just for the purpose of trying to have a conversation.
Have it right
with the developer, just to ask if he's willing to remove that driveway. I know we cannot enforce it, and I know that
we can ask him to be here.
What we can ask.
We can ask him to be here too next time.
So I mean, there are quite a few questions as far as bottlenecking in the development itself. I mean, if there isn't a driveway that's exiting that particular area, then people are going to have to drive in circles to get
there
out.
There are two on Jordan.
That's what I'm saying. Right. The other one is exiting on the backside. So that could create less of a bottleneck for people. But on the other hand, it could also create a cut through. And that's what I was thinking.
Right. Yeah, right. That's a good point.
Create a cut through.
That's
people
what I
trying to.
I'm very concerned about that.
That was my concern. And that's why I was thinking about the question of, as far as the screening and that kind of thing is concerned. Because I don't, you know, I don't know enough just looking at the plan to say one thing or the other.
Mm-hmm. I like your thoughts.
Mr. Manager, just informed me, we've already approved the application, so we can delay the site development plan until a later date, so that when we can get the developer in here and when we can ask all those questions and make sure that Mr. Shaw has his marching orders.
Do we need a motion?
Yes, please. And
we will
postpone until the, is December enough time, or does it need to be just in the future? Will the December meeting be enough time?
Oh, for me, yes.
Okay.
I think it's reasonable.
Okay, sir. And if we could request the developer to be here. So, Mr. Russell, did you want to make the motion to postpone?
Just want to make sure, motion to postpone this item?
Motion to postpone item 6C until the December meeting.
Okay, motion to
postpone.
Postpone, there we go. 6C. Is it 6C? Yeah, 6C.
Yeah, 6C, thank you.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Mr. Keeston has seconded it.
I can't believe I said delay.
I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it and the motion carries unanimously. All right. Item number 8 is the city manager's report. These are briefings or updates from the city manager's office. Mr. City Manager, do you have any, thank you, sir. Do you have any comments for us or any updates for us?
No report, sir.
No report. Thank you, sir. Item number 9 is the city council reports, briefings or updates from the council. Does the council have anything they'd like to update us on? We have another one of these for the next one in case you think of anything. We'll have the chance to give an update.
I'll make a motion on 10.
All right. I'll entertain a motion on 10.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded. Seconded. Thank you all. We will adjourn at 6:28 p.m.
So. Well, we got another one.
Council, would you like a 5-minute break? Okay, let's take a 5-minute break. Let's come back at 6:35 p.m., please. All right, it is the time is now 6:35. I will open our second meeting of the night tonight at 6:35 p.m. All right, item number 1 is our public comment. City Council invites citizens to address the council on any matter, including items on the agenda, except public hearings that are included on the agenda. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. When called to speak, please state your name and address, and if speaking on a specific agenda item, please state that item before beginning your comments. Thank you for your cooperation. Is there anybody to address council at this time? There being none, I will close the public comment section at 6:36. Thank you. Item for individual discussion, consideration, and action. Item number 2 is discussion, consider action on minutes of the regular city council meeting held October 23rd, 2023 at 5:30 p.m. May I have a motion, please, to open this for discussion?
I'll make a motion.
Second. Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, do you have any comments on this?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
Council? Any? All right. Very good. Well, in that case, I'll entertain a motion to approve the city council minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the city council minutes.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Item number three is discussion and consider action on resolution R-23-19, casting votes to elect directors for the McLennan Central Appraisal District for the year 2024. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, number three, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. A few weeks ago, you were asked to make nominations, and the McLennan Central Appraisal District received those nominations, and they have sent back a ballot for you to cast your 61 votes. At the last meeting, when you considered this, you submitted the name of Dwayne Moss as your candidate. On page 9 in your agenda is the ballot with all the names, and you are asked now to cast your 61 votes for one or any of the names on the ballot sheet.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. I also want to notate we have another nominee in here, Jonathan Green. Is this the same Jonathan Green? Okay, lucky you. All right. So Mr. Green is also on the nominee here. So he's a Woodway resident as well. Council, any discussion? How do we want to do the vote? It looks like we got maybe a couple of Woodway. Mr. Perry also.
Yeah.
So do we want to distribute it evenly between Green, Moss, and Perry? So what does that make it?
31.3.
So yeah.
You gonna give a point?
Yeah, whatever.
How many do we have? 61.
61 total.
Oh, no, it's 21.3.
So it's 21, yeah. That sounds better.
20.3.
Yeah, 20.3.
Okay.
So we can get 21 to 1 and 20 to each.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just for discussion here, do we want to give
20, 20, and 21.
So
Dwayne Moss 21, the other two 20.
Great.
That sounds great.
There you go.
Is everybody okay with that?
Yep.
I'm okay with that.
Yep.
So when you make the motion, I'll make the motion for this. Are we ready for the motion?
Mm-hmm. I think we're ready.
Okay. Council, I would like to move that we assign 21 votes of the for the city of Woodway, 21 to Dwayne Moss, 20 to Ben Perry, and 20 votes to Jonathan Green.
A second.
Ma'am. Yes, yes. Okay. I'd like to move that we adopt resolution R-23-19, assigning the Woodway votes 21 to Dwayne Moss, 20 to Jonathan Green, and 20 to Ben Perry.
I second.
Thank you, sir. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. Bless you.
Does that mean I get to vote twice?
All right. So where was I? Did I say the ayes? I did?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Unanimously? All right. So the ayes have it, and the resolution passes unanimously. Your sneeze threw me off.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Council. Item number four is discussion and consider action on entering into an interlocal agreement between the City of Woodway and McLennan County for the work and materials to chip seal Park 1 Road located in the City of Woodway in an amount not to exceed $67,831 and authorizing the City Manager to execute all documents in connection therewith. Council, may I have a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. City Manager, number four, please.
Just a few comments, Mayor and Council. This is a joint effort between the city and the county and the good relationship the city has with the county judge and also our commissioner, Ben Perry. The budget you'll see for this project is on page 16. And if we can have slide 36, this will show you Lakeside Park 1. Yeah, I might be off sequence one or forward since we updated them. Yeah.
There we go.
The blue line is Lakeside Park 1. That's what they will when I call it BOMAG, they'll break the road up, compact it, and come back with some chip seal, seal it back up. We had been in discussions to do both lake sides at the same time, but because of their workload, he's going to do this one for us, and then we will try to budget for it for next year, and hopefully he can schedule the next one and do it like that for next year. With this partnership, you definitely couldn't get this done using private contractors, so I really appreciate the partnership. Commissioner Perry and Judge Felton have done working with the city. And mm-hmm. So this is a good park improvement. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you, Mr. Manager. And thank you to all the others who made this possible. Mm-hmm. All right, Council, is there any discussion on this item?
No.
I'm so thankful this is happening.
If this is approved, when do you think the work will start, Mr. Manager?
Probably, that would be a discussion we'd have, but I know it's not going to happen until April. It's got to warm up. Mm-hmm. To lay that, it's got to be at least 75 or something.
Okay.
Plus, the plants are closed during the winter. You can't get that mill.
Right.
So I would say it's going to be spring.
75, that could be Christmas Day.
It's got to get up and stay.
Okay, great. Okay, so it's going to be a little while until it warms up.
Very good. In the cold state, we put cold patch and just let it go for just a short
period. Yeah. We don't have to worry about that here. Yeah,
that's the potholes.
Give me some next week. All right. Well, if there's no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion on item four, please.
I'll make a motion to, what's the exact wording?
You can approve item number four. You can just
okay. I'll make a motion to approve item number four.
I'll second.
Thank you. It's been moved by Councilman Keeston and seconded by Councilwoman Gilman.
Good.
I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you all. Item number five is discussion and consider action on entering into an agreement with Walker Partners, LLC to provide engineering services in connection with the Wood Valley Drive parking lot project in an amount not to exceed $38,500 and authorizing the city manager to execute all documents in connection therewith. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, your comments, please.
How about slide 38? I feel like we're playing the Wheel of Fortune or something.
Bingo.
This is a street view of that lot you purchased about 18 or 24 months ago. This is coming directly out of the pavilion onto the street. This is something, in fact, we had been mowing because of neglect. And what we want to do is repurpose this for parking to complement the use of the pavilion or the arboretum or events all the way back down here. The house to the right, you can barely see it, is a vacant house. That's the one that the driveway faces onto Bosque, and then there's a homeowner occupying the house to the left. We have had some discussions previously about that owner. He was okay at first, but he has since called in with some complaints about now that we're moving forward with this. This is an item that you budgeted for this fiscal year, and this will get the engineering portion going on driveway access, the slope. And we have some people from Walker Partners here that will be on this project to help engineer this, to bring it to a bid document so that we can go out for bids and see what the actual cost is. But he's also here if you have any questions for him. There's one more. Try the next slide, Ms. Barkley. No, go back one. Okay. This is the map of itself off the MCAD document. So the track account 17045, if I'm reading that right, is an occupied house. We've reached back out to him. But our purpose of doing this is there's so much congestion in that neighborhood for us being at the pavilion. We're trying at a staff level to be a good neighbor and to get the cars off the street and keep them from being congested, noise, pedestrians, and things that go on in a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to be proactive and be a good neighbor. And we've even had to devise, the chief had a great idea about, until we get something done, once the parking lot fills up, putting an officer at Wood Valley and Bosque to redirect the traffic to keep them from getting into the neighborhood. So, but that's not a permanent fix, that's a temporary fix. And I'll let Walker Partners answer any questions y'all may have.
Great. Sir, would you mind just coming up in case we got some questions for you? Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. Just introducing yourself to
Sure, us. Yes. Thank you for having us. My name is Kyle Schultz, client manager at Walker Partners, and what we're really setting out to do is survey the property, boundary topographic survey, and then work on a site layout to come up with a layout for the parking that could fit on this lot. We're thinking we could get up to about 20 spaces on this property here.
That's good.
There would be a few challenges to work through. There is some grade from back to front. There is an old wall at the back, so we'll have to look at that, look at the drainage also, how the drainage moves on the site, and make sure we're not creating any drainage problems to properly detain the water on the site. Another thing will be the safety of a crosswalk to get people across the road from the parking lot to the facility across the street. There are a few trees that we could evaluate how to work around those also, and then also we'll look at if lighting is desired or not as well. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Schultz. Mm-hmm. Council, do we have any questions for Walker Partners while they're here?
I don't know if it's for Walker Partners or for who, but on page 26 of our packet, which is hard, you might not have that. There's a red outline of that piece of property, and it goes across the street into the arboretum, a little cutout. And I was just trying to figure out, what is that cutout for?
Which page is it?
26.
And I saw that myself, and I think that's just...
Maybe not.
That's really just kind of the limits of what we're going to survey. Okay. I think if I'm looking at the same page you are.
Yeah.
So we can...
It also gives us an idea of where we can put a crosswalk and
where we could tie into a sidewalk.
Yeah, we've got a little building right in that area.
We own all that property, fortunately, and so.
Yeah. Okay, the second question is that house that's on the corner, I know at one time we was really hoping we could buy it, and I think we might still be in negotiations, but I think it's tied up. Will this have a tie-in with, or a possible tie-in with that land, or would we have to have two separate driveways? It'd be nice if it could be smooth.
You're talking about the house on the corner?
Yeah, it's falling down. Mm-hmm.
That's something we could definitely evaluate as we get into it, depending on if that's the wish that y'all would like to look at. But right now, we're just assuming that's a private property,
yeah.
And we're working on the city property.
I'm just thinking it's options.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
I think if we can post that particular thing for another agenda,
we can
drill down to it. For right now, we're talking about just this spot right here.
Yes, sir.
I think it's great. I think it's going to get the cars off that street. I know that the neighbors around there have complained many times about during weddings and special events of the cars on Wood Valley. It just really clogs it up. And sometimes you've got to park all the way down and walk, very far to get to the pavilion. So I think the parking area will really help us. I'm glad that we approved it already.
During the veterans breakfast, I was told that we only had 3 parking places available during that time, so we filled it up. There's some more parking possibilities farther down. Not that we need to not do this, it's just there's some other places that we might want to think about to add to it.
Any questions for Mr. Schultz?
I do. This is probably getting way ahead, but I would love for it to be thought about throughout the process, is kind of honoring the neighbor, the house that there is someone living in there.
Yep.
And I don't know how that will work, because I know that we need good lighting for a parking lot for evening events. But just a way to do that that does not just shine too brightly into their
Sure, and I think there's a lot of options okay. these days with the types of lights and the type of the fixtures, so they're lighting the area you want to light and not lighting the area you don't want to light.
Okay, yeah. Sounds great. Yes, yeah, ma'am. And fencing, too, I'm sure yep. would be part of that. I just wanted to make sure those things were said mm-hmm. out loud.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you.
Some screening?
Yeah, some screening, that's right. But I'm very excited about this. Okay.
Screening or screaming?
Great. Thank you, Mr. Schultz.
Yep. Thank you very
really
much.
Really appreciate it. Thank you. All right, Council, if there's no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion on this item. We're still on item 5.
I move that we accept item 5.
Okay. It's been moved.
A second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you all. Item number 6 is discussion and consider action on entering into an agreement with MRB Group PC to provide professional services in connection with the Estates Drive and Fairway Road Bicycle and Pedestrian Connections Project in an amount not to exceed $49,650 and authorizing the city manager to execute all documents in connection therewith. Council, may I have a motion to discuss,
I'll
please?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, comments on number 6. Please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. 41. Okay. The red line is basically the project that we're talking about. So it's going to run from the intersection right here behind us at Estates and Bosque, and it's going to go up to Midway Drive. This will be now from Midway to the school or to Walgreens is where your TxDOT grant is going to come into play.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not messing with the left turn lane or the two lanes going either direction there. And we hope once we get the official word from TxDOT that that's all going to be a sidewalk.
Okay.
For the TxDOT grant. So,
which is so exciting.
I want to be very clear on that because I was asked about that portion of it. And that part of the road surface is not changing. But for the, where's our street view, Ms. Barkley? What number is it? 40? 40? Yeah. This is what we call a street view. And so imagine the curb to the right with the car going away from you, a dedicated left center turn lane, a lane coming towards you with some type of, this is why we're hiring MRB, what type of road protection or barricade or acknowledgement in the road. The rest of the path will be a walking path and or bicycle lane configuration. So as you see, Estates now will change into one way, one lane each direction with a constant left turn lane. And I feel that that's important because no matter how much traffic, and we've done traffic counts and traffic studies on this, it can handle this type of reconfiguration. The left turn lane will give emergency vehicles free flow no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout. Then it addresses the request that the staff has always gotten about a bike lane and or walking or running track. So this will all be inside the existing curb to curb on the Estates. Your task order is on page 28. The scope of the work for MRB is on page 31. And part of what, and Solomon's here with MRB, part of the work that they're going to recommend is they will tell you what type of barricade or curb stops or striping or where the striping is going to go or the crosswalks, and I'll let Solomon answer any questions y'all have for that. This is also an item you budgeted for this fiscal year. Solomon?
Sure. Thank you. Solomon Thomas with MRB Group. Thank you all for having me here. Appreciate the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I think the picture tells a lot of it, but basically what we come on to do is to put together set of plans, do surveying, make sure all the tie-ins for, we have a transition right out here from sidewalk that would take it out onto the roadway to get that in and then get it back onto the sidewalk up there near the school. But to draw up your set of plans, to stripe it, to have the protection between the bicycle and pedestrian, the shared use path and the vehicular path. And this also includes some restriping both on estates a little further, adding bike lanes from your Lake Park entrance to Bosque Boulevard, and then also on Fairway Road, adding bicycle lanes. So this is for us to put the plan set together and take it all the way through bidding, and then also assist them in making sure that it's constructed properly.
I left off something about the grant. Solomon and his team were the ones that worked on the TxDOT grant.
Okay.
And got you that whenever we get the official word. That's the same team we use for that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I just want to have a question for him. Is the bike lane on the far side from here on the stage, or would it be on this side?
So what we propose would be to connect it on this side, because you already have this sidewalk. Okay. It's already on this side.
Okay.
And so we would basically have that sidewalk transition into okay. the bike lane and then transition back in into the
I
sidewalk.
I saw somewhere where it said the west side, and I was thinking, no, it said the east side, and this is the west side. And I was thinking it would be better to be along the side of the school. Now, the only thing I'm concerned about.
Yeah, what we wrote about it, eastbound lane as not, yeah, is, and that's, I think that's what you saw.
Okay.
If you're saying it's an east-west road, but maybe you're considering a north, it's not aligned exactly, but
yeah,
maybe that's what it is, right? Yeah.
So is it on the CVS side or the Walgreens side? Is where the
Walgreens side.
The pedestrian side is on the Walgreens side, correct?
Sorry, I don't know where CVS and Walgreens is. It's on the City Hall side. City Hall side.
Yeah, City Hall side.
Okay, City Hall side.
Sidewalk side.
That's what I was thinking all along, but as y'all were talking, I was like, is that wrong?
Dutch Brothers or Splendid Oaks?
Oh, man. Well, actually, I did see that coming in, Splendid Oaks. I saw the little new coffee shop there. But.
Okay, one other question. For schools area, of course, I understand we're going to have sidewalks and stuff, but a lot of people get in line there when they're picking up their child. Is there going to be any issues from that standpoint?
So what we have looked at and thinking is that we would transition away from the bike lane as we get right towards that area. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure the exact spot you're saying.
It stops at Midway Drive.
That's where the sidewalk, actual drive. Sidewalk, will start.
So it won't affect the school. We still have a four-lane there in front of
correct.
The school.
Sure, correct.
So the people that's getting
we've
their child,
to.
They can still get that one.
Yeah, we've got to.
Yeah.
There's no way we could do with one.
That's what I was thinking. It would the lineup would be hard.
Okay.
And so this is where you don't have could sidewalks awesome. Currently,
mm-hmm.
and but you don't really have the right-of-way property to put in sidewalks, but you have already existing infrastructure that you can utilize, just repurpose it.
This question is for the city manager. I know years ago we had talked about maybe doing something like that on Bosque. Is there any talk of a future possibility on Bosque for that? Because we have the same issue. Four lanes, and if somebody's trying to do a bicycle down through Bosque, it's kind of dangerous.
We can do a traffic study on that to see if the load can handle it, and we can go from there and present it to you for a budgetary item in an upcoming fiscal year.
I was just thinking that it's, and of course this is just totally from feeling, but it seems like Bosque and Estates have kind of a similar traffic point.
Any other questions for Mr. Solomon?
Yeah, I have a question. So the barrier between the bicycle, pedestrian, walkway, is there going to be a curb there with your reflective type
cones?
You know, yeah,
the flat.
Yeah, the one that's flexible.
So what we would propose is to present some options mm-hmm. to the staff to choose between. So we had already discussed a few times with them whether that's providing an actual more positive barrier that would, you know, as opposed to a flexible bollard that a mm-hmm. vehicle could actually just kind of go through, is these plastic curb-like things. Mm-hmm. They're like curbs that they allow the drainage through. But what we would do is put together a lot of options for them to choose between. And but if the council has something that they want that direction to go, I'd just say share that with the city staff and we can.
I would like for you to bring tangible things that they, because they're not big and they're not heavy, so that they can kind of guide you through what their desires are.
Sure.
Yeah, I've seen them at work, and so, implemented, put it that way. Yeah. I've seen them implemented. And, you know, just the bollards, just my perspective, just the bollards by themselves, if someone were to just meander over into that lane, that's not going to stop them. Whereas sometimes if you kind of feel yourself drifting, you hit a curb, you kind of like, okay, I can feel that, and I'm going to kick back over. So,
And I totally agree with what you're saying. Sometimes those bollards present a maintenance issue. And so that's one of the discussions we were having in kind of getting this idea together, was something more of a, not an actual concrete curb, but more of a, you know, a mountable curb that you can place onto there, but then still has the reflectivity so that people see, you know, that there's an actual separation between lanes there.
Correct.
And so a combination of it, but there's a lot of options out there. And, you know, we can obviously go with whichever the city is most desires. So
we'll get some options later on to look at. Safety, of course, will be number one. But good?
Yeah, I'm thrilled about the greater connectivity of our city. So thank you for helping us accomplish that goal.
My biggest concern.
Are they looking at statistics on injuries and things of that nature? Is that something that developed?
Our study was just mostly a traffic count, load time of the count, and the wait time right here at the intersection.
So it's not been placed on them to kind of look at whether or not, because some people are going to say, well, people are going to get hurt. They're in the street.
I hear you, but right now people are using it.
Oh, I don't disagree.
For purposes that are way more dangerous than what we're trying to establish.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What I'm discussing here is that I've worked in a city that did a lot of this work, and one of the biggest concerns was that people walking in the street, they're just putting themselves in harm's way and going to get hit by cars. Mm. We actually did a study. And the study revealed that once we went to other cities and we've done that, and when we implemented it in the city of Indianapolis, that there was no greater incidence of people being injured because they were in those bicycle lanes or walking lanes. And in fact, it seemed like it got even more safe because people were able to see, oh, this is a line of delineation between where you're supposed to be and where you're not supposed to be. People just riding a bicycle indiscriminately on the road get hit more often than those who are riding in these particular designated lanes. People get used to them. And
the other benefit,
you all were going to speak to that point.
So we weren't asked to do that, but I mean, if that's something we want to do, I mean,
we can
talk about
that
internally.
That's why I was kind of sidebarring with him, but I just wanted to make sure of that.
But from a traffic engineering perspective, one of the great things about going from a 5-lane section to a 3-lane section where you can handle it, it has a very traffic calming effect. Mm-hmm. And so it actually allows, or it gets people to generally slow down if there's not as many lanes. You have reflectivity out there and those kind of things. So it provides a traffic calming effect.
I'm guessing you've done this in other cities. Sure. Can you speak to the success or, you know, struggles in those cities?
So, I mean, in different cities, so we've done some in Waco. They didn't do an actual bollard separation, but we did added bicycle lanes to 19th Street. And a lot of it is connectivity, right? I mean, you want to encourage folks to get out there and do alternate forms of transportation. And so if they don't have the infrastructure, it's very unlikely you're going to get very low usership on your roadways that don't have an alternative transportation. And so that's the big I would say benefit to doing something like this is that you transition your community from a very vehicular friendly community to a multimodal friendly community. You get people out of their houses. It has shown positive impacts to communities.
Oh, sure. I think it's a great idea. I think we all like it. We all really like it. But these questions are just things that we're coming up with. As we see the graphic, you know, just making sure that it's safe and all that. But you guys are pros.
I know the 19th houses street over off of North 19th that were now, and there's still some people that's driving over in those bicycle lanes. It's better to have something to keep people from driving over there.
Yeah, there's,
of course, I mean, that clientele in that area is different than Woodway.
Right.
But, yeah, we still see that from time to time. The main concern I had was, you know, one place it says to 84 frontage. Of course, I realize now you're talking about you're using the sidewalk to that. I've heard a lot of citizens complain about the traffic past the school and all that. And they would have gone nuts if we would have said two lanes in that area with the school.
Yeah.
But before that, I haven't really heard anybody complain up to Midway Drive. So, you know, I don't know of any issues right now with that. And I'm one of those crazy people that bought one of those battery-operated bicycles that says, oh, it'd be nice if we could do that. Yeah. I haven't used it. Spent a ridiculous amount of money on an e-bike, you know. So maybe I'll use it.
Awesome.
Any other discussion?
Nope.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Solomon.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Council, I'll entertain a motion on item number 6, entering into an agreement with the MRB Group.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. All those, I'll call for the vote now. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. Item number 7 is discussion and consider action authorizing a change order for an amount not to exceed $65,035.53 to an existing contract with John W. Irwin General Contractor Incorporated for the new Woodway Family Center to add additional handicapped parking spaces and authorizing the city manager to execute all documents in connection therewith. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, your comments, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. At a previous meeting, y'all had asked us to get with the John Irwin Group, RBDR Group, Walker Partners Group to entertain or explore the idea of adding parking behind the new Woodway Family Center. And after we had that discussion, their recommendation was to add 4 spots, Ms. Barkley, on 44, I think?
Our page is 38.
Okay. 4 more parking, thank you. 4 more parking to handicap accessible parking to the outer ring going into the new family center. So there were already 4 existing ones. This will add 4 more because going into the back, you would have had to build a retaining wall. You would have not had a good circular pattern. It would have been one way in and try to back out and not hit the building. So this is
much better idea.
Trying to address what y'all want. It's not required for the building, but if this is what you want to do, this is the best way to address it, and the change order is $65,000.
Thank you. I think it's worth it.
Yeah. I have an odd question, though. It looks like we're going to have quite a few van parking spots because of the spaces in the middle. What's the required amount for van parking? You want to have plenty, of course, but if by some chance we could get by with, say, 2 or 3, we could pick up a parking place or 2.
Just I would answer that by these are the ADA required spaces and dimensions and slope.
Well, but originally, like you said,
you want to pull some out and put normal?
No, not normal. No. What I'm saying is we had 4 original, and it looks like we had 2 of them for van and 2 of them for normal handicap. Looks like we're going to be adding the same on this. if we did not need quite as much van, and I don't know what the right answer would be, we might be able to get an extra handicap or two parking places in there, which would be a big benefit.
Mr. Rogers, you have some knowledge?
I do. I don't believe any of the
Come on up so we can get you all picked up. Mr.
Rogers. I'm just trying to find an extra handicap or two space.
I don't have the widths, but I don't believe any of the additional four spots are van accessible. There's prescribed widths, okay. And I don't believe any of those four would meet it.
You don't think, okay.
How about to the left of the entrance?
The slope is
there room there?
The slope is not there. You'd have to build all that up.
I see.
You can only have, we're getting to be experts at this, 2% grade?
2% grade.
Or less, and you have way more than that on the left side, so you would have to build all that up.
So we're talking about where the canopy is. This is going to be facing the building to the right.
Yes, sir.
On the other side, there's a lot of open ground there. Not that, I mean, this is great too, but I'm just going, boy, it wouldn't
do too much slope. You'd spend more than 65 to get four in there.
Okay.
If that's where you want it, we'll price it.
Well,
no,
I'm just looking at trying to get as much as we can because I really believe parking is going to be something we're going to be talking about real soon. Not necessarily handicap, but just parking in general. We just like we're talking about at the pavilion. But this is fine. I was just trying to see, can we get any more bang for our buck on this? Because it looks like when we're adding this, we're putting in another van space. And I was going, if we didn't have the van space or one of those, could we get in one more parking place or two?
The only thing I see up there is one van.
Well, it says van, but you know where the lines are, that extra space. Lots of times handicap, with Debbie, we deal with handicap all the time. You only have that for the van space. You know, because they need that extra room, which is necessary, mm-hmm. you know, for that. And I'm just going, okay, what do we need in van space? And we want to make sure we have it. But is there any way we can get a parking place or two just by striping it a little differently?
I don't know the numbers either. I can tell you that the difference in the roll-off distance you need for a van versus a non-van isn't a full space width. That I know.
Yes.
So by changing that to a non-van, you're not gaining a whole additional space.
Well, you've got all those cross areas there. So, you know, let's say you take two of them out, seems like you could get at least one more parking place in.
I know the rule is right here close, and I'm sure that the Walker Parkers can help us with that. But it's a math question. It's not anything hard to find, so I'll try to follow up with an email.
I'm not opposed with that, yes. I'm just trying to figure out how can we get more out of it.
Yeah. Well, we're getting some more, and it's in the best location for the new center. So I'm sure if another space was available, they would have told us. But I'm learning all this too. It's great to know.
I think it's not. I think it's a 36-inch difference. It's a 3-foot difference.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion? All right. If there's none, I'll entertain a motion on item number 7, authorizing the change order.
I move that we authorize the change order.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. Item number 8, discussion and update on the new Woodway Family Center construction timeline, final inspection, walkthrough, Texas accessibility standards, and parking lot improvements.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor and Council, staff, and all the folks in the audience. I'll try to, just a second. Okay. So a lot of this has changed a lot of times, and this is the most accurate, up-to-date update that I could give for the mayor and council until we just had a break, and Jimmy can correct me when I get to it. There's something in here again that has changed, but if you'll interrupt me, Jimmy, when that time comes. Okay, the originally set completion date for the wood for the new Woodway Family Center is tomorrow, November 14th, 2023. The contracted work will be completed on time. Myself, Jimmy, Brenda, Michael Papernov, and JE Construction conducted a preliminary walkthrough to begin the closeout of the construction project. All required city inspections should be completed by tomorrow, barring any unforeseen issues. I think that's where you might get me.
Yes, they will be complete, probably, fingers crossed, before Thanksgiving.
And what was that for that
so
reason,
sir? Final electrical inspection and then the final building inspection. Those are two outstanding inspections.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, so moving on, however, the opening day delay was slightly delayed by a landscaping parking lot change order, which we just went through, visited about, and parking lot repairs that were added to the contracted project, which is a little bit further back by the fields. These items were not part of the original contract, and the parking lot repair was in part due to the trenching of the sewer line. Council expressed a concern for more ADA parking at one of the last council meetings, and Walker Partners has provided that updated design, again, which we just saw. There were some other concerns over parking as we started moving everything around or trying to see what we could fit, what we couldn't fit, what budgets, what capital outlay would trigger certain ADA and TDLR triggers, which could result in significant additional capital outlay, further delays, and possibly a complete redesign, which is something we visited about a number of times. Because they consider all this a campus, not just we're going to do this for this building or this for this building. The total scope of the project just triggered a lot more than we foresaw. Getting back to my notes here. So the outcome, thankfully, was not what we first feared. The final parking lot design is expected no later than November 22nd. Pricing will go out about another 2 weeks before that's complete. The final CO, Jimmy's rough estimate, is the end of February now. RBDR and Irwin are unable to provide a schedule at this time, in part due to the holidays, but Jimmy has notified Walker Partners, RBDR, and John Irwin Contracting that we need the design and cost by the December meeting. We should be able to open that day or the day after when we receive the certificate of occupancy. And as it involves the old Woodway Center, one last point for the update, the way it all ties in. They're telling us, the TOS inspector, that they're requiring one ADA spot to remain at the old Woodway Family Center for now. We will be allowed to grade the one handicap spot with a one-inch overlay that we are planning to do when we do the total resurfacing of that whole parking lot area. TDLR is going to allow us to provide one handicap parking spot. I'm sorry, I got over that twice. I copied and pasted here. Didn't delete the last one. Forgive me. No, but one other thing I wanted to touch on is the RFP. The TDLR, I'm going to read this again because it needs to make sense with the next one. TDLR is going to allow us to provide that one handicap parking spot in front of the old Woodway Family Center because a final they're letting us do that because the final decision is not yet determined. The RFP will assist us in that final determination. The RFP will also make available, will be made available to the council by the December meeting. That's our hope for your review. If the building is to be reused, repurposed, we would be required to bring the parking lot and the sidewalks into full compliance. This will require a large portion of the parking lot in front of the old Woodway Family Center to be regraded. Walker Partners estimated this to be between $70,000 and $100,000. Additional sidewalks around the parking lot may also be required in the future. Several requirements that the TOS inspector had mandated previously by email or over phone conversation were retracted after an on-site assessment was conducted. We did assure the inspector that we intend to be 100% compliant with if the old Woodway Family Center remains open. I'll try to take any questions you have, and if I can't, I'll defer to Jimmy. But it's been a lot of moving parts. A lot of things have been, okay, we can do that, and then we get another piece of information that stops it. So it's been, from a construction management point, a real nightmare. Jimmy's done a great job at trying to keep everything wrangled and keep us on a reasonable timeline. So I'll try to answer any questions you might have.
Can you tell us that opening day again? Could you tell us the opening day that you had?
Well, I think the last time we spoke was late February.
Yeah, but you said a CO would be issued February.
Let's see.
It's like February 20th, maybe?
Mayor, very difficult to answer that question. We don't have a schedule of the work for the parking lot yet. I have a rough estimate that puts it at the end of February.
Okay.
But very difficult to put a date on it.
Okay, that's fine. I thought I heard a date. That's why.
I'm sorry. I have final parking lot design is expected no later than November 22nd. I believe that's the only date, hard date in here. And then Jimmy's rough estimate is the end of February.
End of February.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So what triggered the need to regrade the parking lot? Was it because of the new building being built and the drains flow? Is that what caused that new parking lot to be, the old parking lot to be regraded?
I think it's a combination of
sewer project.
We chewed up the parking lot for the sewer line project, and then then figuring out that's how they classified as the campus, because we started saying, well, we just want to look at this. Yeah. And they said, no, the whole thing, it's all one parking lot. We consider it as such, and based on the use or not use, that's the answer they gave us today. So
the reason I'm asking, because all the conversation that went on about, well, what does it cost to relook at this building and redo this building, and I'm just trying to get in my mind, well, is this part of a cost that is a new cost that we didn't anticipate, or was this something that was looked at previously, even before building the new building? And I don't recall the conversation being around, well, we're going to have to regrade the parking lot. As much as I recall, well, the physical building itself was the issue, and how much it's going to cost, and the debate over how much it's going to cost to actually address the building. But now we're talking about an additional amount of money. At least it seems like that to me, for the regrading of the parking lot. Is that a fair statement, Sean?
I would, reflecting on prior councils and decisions, the grading or regrading was not part of the conversation, because it was assumed that the parking lot was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Now, turn the clock back. The decisions about the new family center was made before phase two of the sewer project got in.
Mm-hmm.
And the parking lot got opened up or cut up or whatever. We didn't expect TDLR to even look at the old parking places. So we were with the assumption it was going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until they defined the parameters an entire parking campus,
mm-hmm,
that those came into play. And just for purposes now, until the RFP comes back and y'all decide what to do, as a county. I'm glad they're just telling us to regrade one of them to get everything.
That's what I was. Our fear was we didn't want to get finished or mostly finished, and then have to either go back and tear something out we had already done. Yeah. But it, in all fairness to the other side, they're trying to be, they've got their rule book they're trying to follow, and sometimes there may be three or four of us in the room, and we have the same question in mind, but just slightly the way you word a question, you'll get a completely different answer. Mm-hmm. So we got to where we had to just get all in the same room together and ask a question and document it, because if I ask something and Jimmy asks something and then I talk to Michael, it's not that anyone was wrong, but a lot of the information slightly changed. So we wanted to make sure we're all asking the same question, getting the same answers.
So Mr. David.
Go ahead.
Mr. Assistant Manager, do you, all the activities and the leagues and everything, will that still happen? Will it be in the old family center?
So
like the basketball leagues and stuff.
We're able to do the parking lot in the months of January and February. There won't be any outdoor sports since it's the winter, so it should not interfere with outdoor sports. But we won't get a certificate of occupancy to do anything inside until February, until we get that CO.
But like a basketball, the basketball season, will that happen?
That is probably not going to happen at
not
this time.
Not going to happen. Okay, that's what I was.
But I believe our issue, going back to the parking, was we really expected stage two to go a lot smoother than it did. Mm-hmm. And I think their contract was supposed to be they was going to fix the parking lot. And, of course, it was so bad that, you know, we had to.
Well, it's one thing to say fix or resurface the parking lot, which I would have expected. Mm-hmm. We can't put it on them to regrade it.
This is new. But I think it would have been, no matter if the old building was there or whatever, it sounds like it was going to have to be regraded.
Right. That's why I was asking the question specifically about drainage.
Yeah.
Because if it's like, okay, well, yeah, there's some things we could expect them to do as far as some grading and things of that nature, but if it's a problem that is indicative of the campus, then we can't go to the contractor and say, hey, we got a campus issue. You tore up the concrete or you tore up the asphalt.
Agreed. This is a new issue for us.
And which is part and parcel to this whole entire conversation we've been having about, well, what does it cost us to fix this building?
The building is not really part of the parking lot. It's the parking lot that we're dealing with here.
But at the same time, it does require us to take a look at the entire project as a whole.
But we would have to do it whether that building was there or not.
That's debatable.
Well, you're talking about that there.
Well, if we were to tear the building down, then we can look at something different, possibly. Because we wouldn't need as much parking, possibly.
We wouldn't need or would need?
No, we wouldn't. If we tore the building down and we put football field out there, turf, we wouldn't need as much parking. Wouldn't be required to have as much parking. But having a building there requires a certain amount of parking. So
there'll be a lot more discussion about parking, I'm sure, in the future.
That might be true. Mm-hmm. But I'm just making a point.
Seeing how, and of course, Amin Story was here back at that time when we was literally busting at the seams with the old building, and remembering how when we'd pull out of our parking place here after a meeting, somebody's ready to pull in. We had a really difficult situation on parking, and I'm sure we're going to need even more. And it's a good thing. That means a lot of people use it.
Okay.
Thanks, Al.
Any other questions for Assistant City Manager Nylund?
We appreciate everything you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, everybody.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jimmy. All right, there's no action on that one, so we're going to move straight on to number 9, City Manager's Report. Any updates since last week?
Lots changed since the last time you asked me that. next week will be recognized city holidays for Thursday and Friday, and so there'll be a push one day of the garbage service.
Okay.
That's really it. And then we'll have your questions ready and for for the December meeting. We'll ask Mr. Reed to be here, and we'll meet again in December.
Wonderful. Right. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Mr. Manager. Item number 10 is City Council Reports. The only thing I had to say was thank you to all the staff for a wonderful Veterans Breakfast.
It was a great event.
Yeah,
it was a very good event. I've been getting a lot of emails from veterans thanking us for
it. It was a big hit, and the staff did a great job, and it was just so neat to be there with all the veterans. So, great, great event. It's probably my favorite event that we do. Wonderful. Anything else? Any other things for the good of the order? All right. Well, there being nothing else, I'll entertain a motion on adjournment, please.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned at 7:32.